Right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to announce the new Labor Shadow Cabinet lineup, which includes a new generation of Labor MPs, which will be given some of the most important social portfolios in the incoming Labor government. I want to acknowledge Darren Hughes, who's been given the portfolio of education, critical in any government. Charles Chevelle will have the dual responsibilities of justice and environment, and exceptionally well qualified in both of those areas. Coming onto the front bench is Grant Robertson, who will have the portfolio of health, one of the most challenging portfolios, particularly at this time when the health system is facing huge cuts. I want to say that those three people who have not served previously in a cabinet will have major challenges that will test them, and the opportunity to show the talent that I know that they have. Behind them is a further group of new MPs that I've brought forward. Sue Moroney, Phil Twyford, Jacinda Ardern and Sue William CO. They have moved up onto the second bench. They have significant areas of responsibility. I've been hugely impressed with the talent, the ability and the energy that they have shown. Coming up on the third bench, there is a further new group of 2008 intake members of Parliament. They include David Shearer, Stuart Nash, Calvin Davis, Chris Hipkins and Brendan Burns. These are people who have also performed exceptionally well, and they'll be knocking on the door of the next Labor Cabinet. Balancing those people, I've kept a group of Members of Parliament who have been hardened and experienced by their terms as Cabinet Ministers. They've proven their ability and they have performed well in the past Labor government. Those people will be the core of the Cabinet. I've sought a mixture of new blood and of proven ability and experience. Of those individuals, David Parker has moved up to number four in the new cabinet lineup. David Parker is a person of real ability, commitment, drive and energy. He has a critical role in formulating new policy in the area of economic development and energy, which will be a critical part of the debate this year. I've also brought back Shane Jones. Shane has enormous talent and skills. I've given him hard portfolios, transport and infrastructure, fisheries and Associate Maori Affairs Economic Development. This is a chance for Shane really to prove himself. In this lineup that I'm announcing today, I see the core of the incoming Labor Cabinet, which will be a Cabinet of skill and talent and proven ability. Any questions?
Can I just send back from that in terms of a massive responsibility?
This is actually a new generation of Labor people coming forward that have been given critical portfolios. Of that lineup, seven of them are effectively new MPs to Parliament. In a very short space of time, they've proven their ability. They have been preferred in terms of the portfolio allocations, but I've balanced that with experience and proven ability. I think I've got the balance right.
Just one change, though, really, to the front bench.
Well, to the contrary, you've got three major social portfolio areas critical to any government that have new MPs, either 2008 or people that came in the previous election. They are not previously cabinet ministers. They will be core ministers in an incoming Labor government.
So Dyson would be a senior minister in the next Labor administration. Did you consider demoting
Ruth? Ruth has passed over the portfolio of health to Grant. That is a significant change. She's a person of real commitment and ability, and I'm pleased to have her in that shadow cabinet line.
Not doing a very good job in health.
I'm sorry? The first, we have a front bench effectively of 12 people, and you will see from the list the first 12 are the front bench, the first 20 are our shadow cabinet.
So, I mean, in terms of conservation sectors and immigration.
Oh, the portfolios that she has?
Yeah.
What I wanted to do is emphasise the commitment that an incoming Labor government will have to the environment. That's why I have both environmental portfolios on the front bench, conservation and environment. Both are critical. Both are important to New Zealanders in terms of the country that they are proud to live in.
Was Rick Dyson not doing a very good job in the House? Were you not happy with
it? I think sometimes a change brings a fresh pair of eyes. I think Grant Robertson will do that. Grant Robertson has, I think, proven himself as an exceptional new MP. It is very rare for a new MP to find him or herself on the front bench within 3 years. Grant's done it in two.
You can see that Rick Dyson wasn't getting a sort of penetration, if you like, on Tony
Ryle's. I think health is a portfolio with the further cuts that the Prime Minister has foreshadowed that will be at the centre of political attention this year. I've chosen to give it to a new Member of Parliament with proven ability, a fresh look at it, and a real talent for following up stories.
Your Deputy Leader, King's portfolio responsibility is his social policy.
I think it is a broad responsibility, and it's an overview over the key social portfolios, which is a role befitting the Deputy Leader of the Labor Party and the new Deputy Prime Minister.
So why the social development?
Yeah, social policy will include the major social portfolios, and it will have specific responsibilities and broader overview. I think Shane is the first person to admit that he stuffed up last year. He fronted up, he acknowledged that, he took the punishment for it and the sanctions, and he's continued to work hard. The portfolios that I've given him, I think, give him the chance to demonstrate the talent and the skills that I know that man has, and I believe that he'll do them very well. Parakura is really the commander of the New Zealand Labour Party parliamentary team. He has exceptionally good contacts, but Parakura is part of a generation of Māori leaders, and he acknowledges that for the future, new generations will need to come through. That's why Shane Jones is coming up. That's why Calvin Davis has been put on the third bench. All of them have talent. I think they complement each other in the skills that they have.
So is he on the way out? No,
I'm saying that he would himself acknowledge that after a further term in government, that he'll probably be looking at moving on. But I didn't want to lose him from the front bench. I think that he brings some exceptional worth to the Labor Party. He has contacts across Māoridom. He works incredibly hard. He is hugely well respected. Yeah, he is the spokesperson on Māori affairs.
Do you think this will be enough to embrace the Māori vote? Obviously, you need that in the upcoming election.
Well, I think you've got three Māori members that are in the shadow cabinet: Nanaia, Parakura, and Shane, and Calvin Davis. That's just outside the shadow cabinet. They're people of real ability, with their ear to the ground in Māoridom, that have all been appointed on the basis of their ability. I think Trevor is a person that has a certain ability to bring issues to the fore and not afraid of saying what he thinks. Sometimes he says what he thinks rather too clearly for the speaker's liking. Oh, I think Trevor was really keen in this election year to take over the responsibilities of leading in the House. As you'll know from watching from the gallery, he does that exceptionally well. Darren has performed extremely well. Education is a huge portfolio, one of the toughest portfolios I've ever had to handle. I'm confident that Darren has the ability to do that. And I'm also confident that bringing a fresh pair of eyes to the portfolio will move that portfolio forward. It will be one of the issues at this election.
So do you have concerns about Trevor's feeling on the education portfolio?
No, not at all. Trevor was an exceptionally good Minister of Education. That's why I brought him back to that role. But Trevor acknowledged that he'd done that role for a long time, and there were other things that he really wanted to get his teeth into.
Yesterday, John Key brought out working with Winston Peters.
Look, I'm not about to make any predictions about who will be in the next parliament. The people will decide that, and we'll deal with that situation when it arises. Look, I'm not here today to say who I trust or who I distrust. I will deal with the cards that the electorate deal us after the election, and I will work on the basis of an arrangement that I think will be good for New Zealand and stable and strong government.
Seems an odd position to take, though, I feel.
I will look at who the people deliver at the end of the year, and we'll make a decision accordingly at that time. I'm not making predictions now.
Do you think it's all the truth over the idea, the entire truth?
I'm not an expert on that, and I'm not about to comment on it. I've given you my answer on that.
You're not really endorsing them.
Whether Winston Peters comes back to Parliament or not is up to the people. They'll make that decision. My job is to promote the Labor Party and the policies that are really important. This election is not going to be about who is the third party that might come in or the third parties that might come in to a future government. This government will be defined by the issues that we've seen this week. It'll be defined by the fact that unemployment went up by 7,000. 7,000 breadwinners, 7,000 people who have lost their jobs to get back to the highest level of unemployment that we've seen under this government. It will be about the cost of living that in the last quarter went up by twice the level of wages. People are being squeezed in terms of their living standards. They're being threatened in terms of their job security. Those are the issues that they'll be worried about, whether their assets are being sold off, not whether there'll be one, two, three or whatever third parties in Parliament after November.
But those parties are critical to who forms government, so it's a legitimate line of questioning.
It may be a legitimate line of questioning, but the issues at this election will be the issues that I've set out. They'll be about people's concern that there is no plan to deal with growing unemployment, 6.8%. 7,000 people out of work in the last 3 months, more than 500 a week. That's an issue that worries New Zealanders. It worries New Zealanders when they go along to the supermarket and they find that their wages don't go as far as they used to when they're doing their shopping. And of course they don't, because inflation was up 4% and their wages on average up 1.7%. Those are the issues that will trouble New Zealanders. That's what we'll be fighting this election campaign on. Oh, he's got to get back into Parliament first.
There seems to be an emphasis on finance moving up. You know, you put Doug Parker just below that,
yes.
And you've given Trevor Mallard associate finance as well.
Yeah. I think it's a very strong finance team led by David Cunliffe. David Parker has particular responsibilities in that area, and it's a link between economic development and finance policies. Trevor Mallard was the hard man as Associate Minister of Finance, making sure that we kept within our budget over the 9 years of a Labor government. I think those two members, plus Clayton Cosgrove, led by David Cunliffe, makes a very strong finance team.
So is Mallard in there to help you keep the election promises down?
Oh, he's there because he has enormous experience to bring to that portfolio, and he'll work closely as a member of that team.
You've got all your young good looking men sitting in a row on the bench.
There's one or two quite attractive members on the second bench as well that probably take deep offence at that question. I think what I've got is on the second bench a number of new members of Parliament that are sitting behind me that have performed exceptionally well, and behind them a further group who have also been very strong performers. Any one of those people could find themselves in the next Labor government. They're all people with real ability, and I think you'd acknowledge that.
Mr. Goff, what would Labor do to correct the unemployment rate? What
what's made?
Oh, well, first of all, you have to have the determination and the plan to do it. If you wanted to stimulate the economy coming out of the recession, you wouldn't have given the lion's share of the tax cuts to the people at the very top and squeezed middle-income people who haven't been able to spend. Secondly, it's about how you grow your economy. You have to have a plan. You have to have active government. It's about investment in research and development. It's about your savings policy. It's about your skills policy. It's about your monetary policy. And I've spelt out all of those things in the State of the Nation speech I gave last week.
What is the first thing that a Labor government would do?
Is get off the sidelines and start developing the plan to get our economy moving again, to create growth and to create jobs. It would be research and development, it would be skills training, it would be working in an active way with the private sector to get the economy moving.
I think I've seen George Hawkins and Nick Label,
Oh, look, I expect every member of Parliament and the Labor caucus to be working right up to the election date. But these are members who have announced their retirement. They would not expect to have future portfolio responsibilities. They'll be working mentoring the incoming MPs in their portfolio areas. They'll be working hard in their electorate.
Has the change to the health portfolio, is that the position that Labor has left Tony Boyle make?
No, I think it's a reflection that I have a new Member of Parliament that's now a front bencher that has exceptional talent, and I think he'll do that job incredibly well. Well, I think you've just got to compare the State of the Nation speeches last week. John Key got up, said he was selling the assets, that'll be a big issue, and he said he'd be cutting further hospitals and schools. That's what happens when you cut your budget. He's happy to see very wealthy people get huge tax cuts, and he's equally happy to see cuts in health and education. I'm not.
Jacinda Ardern's got employment now as well. Is there a connection there? Is the high risk unemployment?
Well, there is a connection. 20% of our young people are currently out of work, and even more frighteningly, one in two of our Māori and Pacifica, young women leaving school, go into unemployment. One in three of the boys. That's a lost generation. That's a social disaster waiting to happen for New Zealand. Jacinda has worked in that area and will pick up the wider employment portfolio, I think, with real relish.
But was that your thinking behind it?
It's very high among young people, and you can't write off a new generation of school leavers coming out. The costs of that in social terms will be enormous, and in human terms, and in economic terms. You know, one in five in the workforce within a few years will be Māori or Pacifica. And to write off half of the school leavers in those groups now is a social and economic catastrophe waiting to happen.
Well, the last Labor government, climate change was one of the most pressing issues that they were advocating. You've got a portfolio of your bottom ranked
Well, it's certainly not bottom ranked. Climate change is an important portfolio. I've given it to a Member of Parliament that I think will pick the issues up, build on what Charles Cheval has done, work closely with him in the environment as Associate Environment Spokesman, and do that job very well. It's a strengthening in my mind of the portfolio, not a weakening of it.
We're going to move treaty negotiations from Marion to Palikura.
Mm-hmm.
So, treaty negotiations from Marion, get you to help us with people, won't you?
I think in government they probably are. In opposition, I wanted a Member of Parliament that could get around, attend the hui, competent in te reo, and work hard on those issues to try to find resolution.
Phil Twyford's got local government and Auckland issues. Could there be advice there that
No, I think, as any Aucklander knows, that you tread very carefully when you go into other parts of the country, because there's a feeling that a third of the country living in Auckland might have an excessive say. No, but he will deal with the local government portfolio in a totally even-handed way. But it's really important that our local government spokesman is also the person that's looking after Auckland issues, because there are those issues coming through with the super city that will need to be followed closely. And Phil Twyford did an incredibly good job in that area.
Yeah,
Well, as I've answered that, they will be on select committees. They will be working, mentoring the people that are coming into their former portfolio responsibilities. They'll continue to be working hard out in the electorate. It's not a cruisy time for them. If you imagine Pete Hodgson sitting back and saying, well, it's all finished, I think you've got another thing coming.
You've moved over to the development assistant on the front bench. Is that so you've got some scope to have a crack at
Foreign Affairs and Overseas Development Assistance go very closely together. One minister holds those portfolios and our shadow minister will equally hold those portfolios.
That's another area that's kind of flying the radar as well.
Well, it has, in the sense that there are a lot of people deeply upset about the arbitrary decisions that have been made in that area. And internationally we've come under a lot of criticism. We've gone backwards, not forwards, in that area. Okay, we're just about out of questions. Thank you very much.